Hello everyone, welcome to Auto Home US teleconference. All attendees are mute for now. We'll have question and answer session later. Let's welcome the host.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Auto Home's conference call. Last week, Auto Home distributed its press release regarding management change, and you may find a copy on the company's website at ir.autohome.com.cn. For more details on this issue, on today's call, we have Mr. Ming Lu, Autohome's Chairman of the Board and CEO, and Mr. Jun Zhou, Autohome's newly appointed Chief Financial Officer. After the prepared remarks, Mr. Lu and Mr. Zhou will be available to answer your questions. Before we begin, please note that the discussion today may contain non-historical facts, including information concerning possible assumed future results of operations that may constitute forward-looking statements within the meaning under the safe harbor provisions of the U.S. Private Security Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that may cause actual results to differ materially from our current expectations. Potential risks and uncertainties include, but are not limited to, those outlined in our public filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. For all forward-looking statements, Autohome claims the protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements contained in the Reform Act and does not undertake any obligation to update any forward-looking statements, except as required under applicable law. I will now turn the call over to Autohome CEO, Mr. Lu. Lu, please.
Thank you, Vivian. Hello, everyone, and thank you for taking the time to join us today. I know many of you are on holiday, and we appreciate your support. Again, on behalf of Autohome, I would like to first express our sincere gratitude to Mr. Kang Ye and Mr. Wang Junlang for their services and wish them continued success. Following their departure, we expect our management team to remain stable going forward. Prior to Mr. Kang and Mr. Wang's resignations, Autohome's entire management team was fully engaged in formulating and executing our 4+1 strategy to transform Autohome into a fully integrated automotive eco platform. This focus and drive will not change going forward. Over the past few quarters, we have significantly strengthened our core media and the leads generation business by enhancing the content on our platform and initiating dealer service cloud platform and the premium services. We also increased conversion rates, completed the reorganization of our asset-light e-commerce platform, launched new initiatives in our used car platform, auto financing, and auto lifestyle businesses, and developed innovative technology and big data capacities to generate customized content and service offerings based on individual consumer profiles. I'm pleased with the solid results we have constantly generated over the past year. I'm confident in our strategy and its ability to create a better user experience, high quality sales leads, enhance the revenue growth, and healthy margins. As our business grows to scale and operational efficiencies increases, our extremely committed employees will continue to strengthen our service offerings and generate long-term sustainable growth for our shareholders. With this in mind, I would like to reaffirm our guidance for the third quarter of 2017 of the net revenue in the range of RMB 1.48 billion to 1.52 billion. With me today is Mr. Jun Zhou, who I'm very pleased to welcome on board as our new CFO. Jun will officially begin in mid-October, but has been already fully immersed himself in our businesses. Jun has over 20 years of experience in financial management and capital markets across the U.S., Europe, and China. I look forward to working closely with him, and I am confident that he will contribute significantly to Autohome. With that, I will now turn the call to Mr. Zhou for his comments. Mr. Zhou, please.
Thank you, Mr. Liu and Vivian. Hi, everyone. I'm excited to be here today and look forward to working with all of you in the near future. I'm happy to join Autohome, an online automotive platform that has proven to be the leader in a huge and still growing market. I'm impressed by the market position achieved by Autohome and confident in its solid business foundation. As you may know, I've been CFO in several U.S.-listed Chinese technology and internet companies in the past. Going forward, as a member of the Autohome management team, I will do my best to assist the CEO and the board of directors in driving business growth, creating shareholder value, and keeping an open communication channel with all stakeholders, as I have always committed to doing previously. With that, we're ready to take your questions. Given that today is China's Mid-Hot Autumn Festival, we'll try and keep the Q&A sessions brief. Operator, please open the line for Q&A.
Okay. The first call came from CICC. Brenda Zhao, please go ahead.
Good evening, Lu Zong, Zhou Zong, and Vivian. Thanks for taking my questions. So my question is, what are the motivations behind Mr. Kang and Mr. Wang's resignation? Then I'll have a follow-up.
Okay. As we disclosed in the press release, the resignations of both Kang Yan and Julian were not due to any disagreements with Autohome's business, finance, accounting, and or any other affairs. From my understanding, Kang Yan will focus on his health while Julian plans to spend more time with his family. We all work very closely as a team over the past years. So the transition now has been very smooth.
Okay, then why are they both resigned at the same time?
Julian and Kang Yan attended their resignations for separate personal reasons within a relative short period of time. Both resignations took effect on September 28th. Upon approval by our board of directors, we decided to announce their resignations together on the same day.
Okay, so my next question is about, because we have a replacement for the CFO position, then when does the company expect to announce a replacement for Mr. Kang as well?
Okay. Actually, about a half year ago, we began to restructure our media business unit, which is charged by Mr. Kang Ye, to accommodate its rapid growth in size and scale. During the restructuring, we divide our media business unit into three segments. One, sales team. Two, content team, including what we call the OGC, PGC, and the UGC. Three, commercial products team, which is responsible for the big data development and the other innovation advertising products. So actually now we have already appointed three senior VPs to lead our contents division, commercial products division, and sales division. All of three VPs have been working diligently and reporting directly to me since the restructuring in the past month. And it has been going very well. So even with Mr. Kanye's departure, the transition has been very smooth and has not impacted any daily operations. In addition, we are currently have a very experienced and diverse management team in place. Actually, we have 11 senior VPs in total hired from other internet companies, selected internally from out-of-home senior employees, and some from Ping An Group, who are in charge of our various business and direct reports to me. Therefore, currently we do not see the need to replace our president position.
Okay, that's very, very clear. Thanks, Lu Zhong.
You're welcome.
Thank you. The next call came from Deutsche Bank, Alwyn Jiang. Please go ahead.
Hi, management. Happy holiday and thank you for the call. I have two quick questions. Firstly, may I double confirm that, I mean, with the previous part, may I double confirm there is no change to the current operation and the strategy, including a traditional business, a new e-commerce platform, or long-term commitment?
Yeah, as mentioned earlier, the transition is going extremely smoothly, and it's not impact any data operations. We are fully engaged in formulating and executing our 4+1 strategy. Let me reconfirm, this will not change.
Okay, got it. And my second question is also to Lu Zhong. May I know your future plan and your commitment to the company? And what's the incentive plan or other systems to keep the other management team in the home, like those VPs or those senior VPs you mentioned? Thank you.
Okay. Okay, actually, I have no plan to leave out the home. And I strongly believe in our strategy and the future potential of our business as well as the growing strength of our management team. I look forward to executing the strategy we have put in place in the quarters and the years ahead. As part of incentive package, we offer a very competitive share incentive plan to our senior management team and the mid-management teams. A new share incentive plan took effect earlier this year, which can be found in our latest annual report available at ir.outhome.com.ca.
Okay. Thank you. That's very helpful.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have today for the Q&A. I will turn the conference back to management for closing comments. Lu Zhong, please.
Okay. Thank you all very much for joining us today. Because of the national holiday, we have had a bit of delay in responding to you. And for that, we apologize. Our team will be back to work after this week to answer any further questions you may have. So in the meanwhile, we appreciate your support and we look forward to updating you on our next quarter's conference call in a month's time. We wish all of you a very happy Moon Festival. Thank you very much.
Thank you all for attending this meeting. Happy Mid-Autumn Festival. Good night.